Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Hello, everyone. And welcome once again to another edition of the FSP Crew Show. I am JT, a.k.a. The Master. And on a great Friday... Thursday evening, we have a great show in store for you. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. That's 347-637-3220. It's a place to be if you want to talk to me, JT. And that would be me. All right. This is the deal, people. I'll be here for a little bit. Be here for a little bit. And it is what it is. Looks like I'm on all by myself. And we'll go from there. You know that the Pro Bowl is this weekend, the Senior Bowl is this weekend. This is the in-between week, which is, trying to generate football, stay involved, people who like football, stay involved in football, and just trying to keep it going. But this is what this is a lull in the storm, the media storm for the before the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is on February 5th. Quite naturally, everybody who knows who follows football knows that. And it will be a very interesting weekend. Senior Bowl, like I said, guys are been practicing over the last few days. It's an interview process. I wouldn't say it's audition. Yeah, but it probably is an audition. As soon as they walk in the door, they're being observed. Their every move is being observed, whether they are mature enough to handle playing with the big boys and playing for a paycheck, that to be their everyday job. Who takes it seriously? Who's got the talent and the drive, the fire in the belly, so to speak, to take that next step? It's going to be interesting. Just like last week when the East-West Shrine Game, this is now the Senior Bowl this weekend. Who are going to be the stars of the future? Who's going to make their mark in the year 2017 as a rookie in the NFL? Got to believe that there's going to be a few of them that are going to take that leap. I'm interested, quite naturally, in the running backs. I've always been interested in running backs. So we'll see who's going to take that step. I like to. Find out if running backs in particular are going to be all right, people. Let's do this. I gotta take a short break.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Off a new thing, couldn't take it all, so I gave her chain. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine, lit it up. Pop, I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about raw switch, I'm not going Viagra. That means I'm on the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter, Uber said. Go on the way.
All right, people, I'm back. I am back. I'm back. I'm back. And let me bring in my esteemed co-host, my guy, my fellow Jersey guy, Jeff. What's up, Jeff? How you doing, man?
Hey, Jerry. How you doing tonight?
All right. All right, Jeff. Got a slow week. Relatively slow week. You got the Senior Bowl, the Pro Bowl. Going on, and some of the future stars of the NFL are going to be in the Senior Bowl. I watched the East-West Shrine game last week. Wasn't too overly impressed with what I saw. Only a few handful of players, if that. Quite naturally, this is the seniors game, seniors here, so in the senior bowl, and hopefully we see a better quality of a game, even though it's like an exhibition game. We have guys that are early audition, combine, that these guys that get exposed to. Some NFL quarterback, NFL coaching, and quite naturally, representatives from all the teams are eyeing these guys from the time they walk in the door, go on the practice field, come off the practice field, spend time wherever, These guys are all being evaluated early before the actual combine. And some will take it seriously, and some will, as they typically. It's always some knuckleheads, some guys that just, you know, don't get it and get a bad name for themselves or rep or bad reputation. Could hurt their draft status, even though it's early in the process. But first impression is the lasting impression. What's your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I mean, of course, you want a player to look good during the game, but they're getting evaluated on the week of practice, how they conduct themselves. You know, it's a job. And
right.
This is the beginning of their pro career. Their college career is over. And they get a little paycheck for this game. So it's their first time getting paid on the books. Now, do they – I don't think they do. Maybe they should allow juniors to play in the Senior Bowl. I mean, maybe they would have to change the name, but they don't even have to bother because, hey, it's still the Big Ten, even with 14 schools. So if you put a few juniors into the Senior Bowl, what's the big deal? Oh, and I want to mention, I'm calling from the road, so we might get disconnected. And I'm getting over a cold, so if my throat hurts, I might have to bail a little early before the show ends.
Yeah, no problem. Well, you're right. It's the first taste of getting paid for what they've been a lot of these guys groomed to do since Pop Warner age or even pre-Pop Warner. You know, some of these guys have been pointed toward Pop Warner, then going into high school, quite naturally, going into college. Now they get to play this for real and reap the rewards if they're good enough to play with, like I said, with the big boys. And this will be their first taste. Now, a lot of these guys have played, a few of these guys have played in big games. But it's a different thing playing against a team of less than NFL caliber players. I've always said this. So you go up against a team, say like it's, and I'll just throw a team out there, Missouri. And they're going up against someone in their conference. Well, all those guys aren't of caliber of NFL quality or potential NFL quality like they are when you go to the Senior Bowl. They get their first taste of players that they play with and players that they play against that either have the same skill level as them or a better skill set. Some of them, well, a lot of them relish it. Some of them may not. Some of them may get a reality check and realize they're not as good as they thought they were when they go up against the best of the best versus a 2 or 3, 4 or 5 player or team that has players that are of near or NFL quality. So this is going to be. And I'm not trying to build it up at more than it is, but it is a competition. It is a showcase of their talents. And say a wide receiver is going up against one of the highly touted cornerbacks, and whether he's on the doesn't make a difference what side he's on. But he's going up against either in practice or he's going up in the actual game of a talented corner that's considered first round level. Well, he gets to see if he's got that talent to get the best of him, and vice versa. That same corner is thinking the same thing about that wide receiver. So it's a competition within a competition, team against team, and individuals against each other on defense versus offense or offense versus defense. Quite naturally, this game is a little bit more interesting than the Pro Bowl, which is, I don't know. I think it's just a reward for the players, a recognition that the players that have decided to go to Pro Bowl, a lot of them opt out, whether they're in the Super Bowl or they just opt out because of injuries, or they opt out because they just don't feel like going to the Pro Bowl. And then they have Pro Bowl replacements. But to me, the Pro Bowl is passe right now. I think it's time has passed. It's really not on the same level as the All-Star game in baseball, or the All-Star NBA game, All-Star in basketball. It doesn't have the same type of fame and luster as those other two sports. And these guys get out there and really don't want to get hurt. It's a different kind of All-Star game, because these guys, this is a collision sport versus basketball and baseball. So these guys can acquire or sustain an injury big time and ruin or set back their career going into next season. What's your thoughts on the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it's really hard to defend the Pro Bowl. I mean, I wish it was better, but I just think in general, the sport of football is not as conducive to having good All-Star games as the other sports. You know, the Pro Bowl's been bad for a long time. It's the one game, you know, every player wants to be selected for, but nobody wants to play in. But, you know, I don't think there have been many injuries in the Pro Bowl. And the good thing is, if there was, you got plenty of time to rehab it. You know, it's just, I used to watch baseball, and the All-Star game's very popular. The NBA All-Star game's very popular. I don't remember the Pro Bowl ever being popular, and they've been trying a lot of things. I mean, for a lot of years it was in Hawaii. Now they're doing it a week before the Super Bowl, which is probably a good idea, but that means two of the best teams aren't going to send guys to the game. They tried scrapping the conference format. That didn't work, so at least they're not stubborn. So now it's back to AFC versus NFC. You know, it's a weird game. And, you know, I mean, I don't think they'll get rid of it, but if they did, it would not be sorely missed. But I'll tell you, I'm surprised there's not more college All-Star games, because, you know, there's not all of them are big leagues, but there's a lot of other football leagues looking for talent, and not everybody's a top-tier talent. And when I was a kid, there used to be the blue and the gray game, and the difference between that and the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine is the blue-gray was, I think, a lot of guys from 1AA schools. And, you know, those type. And believe me, that launched a lot of careers. I guess they weren't making money because that got scrapped a while ago. But believe me, a lot of excellent NFL players played in that blue and gray game.
Yeah. I mean, they had the East-West game. They have the All-American game, I think it's called, or whatever. And then they have this game here, the Senior Bowl, for quite naturally seniors. I think it is exclusively for seniors. And one thing about this, and I think this is a weak class for it, they say that it's a weak class for quarterbacks. Offensive linemen, I think it's not a strong class for that either. There's a lot of good defensive players in this, in all three levels, and wide receivers, and with a sprinkle of running backs, quite naturally. Running backs, I think there's a few running backs that may get picked in the first round. As we get closer to the draft, we'll be talking about that more. But and there's wide receivers, but I think it's probably going to be heavy in the defensive portion of the draft when it comes to in April, late part of April. All right, it's only going to be a half hour show, so it's want to talk about the one other thing. I'm going to transition over to basketball. And one thing about basketball is the All-Star game and the voting on the All-Star game. 50% is for the fans. 50% is for the writers. 25% is for the fans, and 25% is for the players, if I'm not mistaken. And believe it or not, and I couldn't believe this, but it is true that what Russell Westbrook, who's been averaging a triple double, Oscar Robertson type of thing. Now I'm not comparing him to Oscar Robertson. I'm just talking about his stats. Wasn't even voted to the starting All Star. And from what I understand, in the voting, some players didn't even vote LeBron James or Kevin Durant. There's 150-something players that didn't even vote for Kevin Durant for an All-Star, not one vote of those 150-something players. 120-something didn't put LeBron James, didn't vote for LeBron James on the All-Star. I mean, and I think this is the first, in fact, I know this is the first time, because they negotiated this in a new collective bargaining agreement, that they would get a vote on the All-Star. And they made a complete travesty of, and that lacked credibility, especially those almost 300 players combined, of not putting two of the best players on the planet. Didn't even vote for them. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I heard that too, and I was surprised. And I mean, usually in football, the players do a pretty good job. There's a few exceptions, but usually most of the guys who deserve to go to the Pro Bowl get to go. And you think the first time NBA players get a ballot, they'd show a little more respect. There were guys who got votes who haven't even played. That doesn't make sense. And, well, I think also it is a secret ballot, which probably enabled some guys who wouldn't have been so bold if it was, you know, an open ballot. But, you know, come on. You know, have a little respect, you know. I don't understand that.
Well, that's a lot of player hating, to put it bluntly. A jealousy or whatever. That two best guys on the planet, absolutely best guys, without a shadow of a doubt, there is no dispute. The two of the best guys in the NBA don't get a vote for almost 300 guys to be an All-Star. Come on. You're absolutely right. They made a travesty of it. And it's a lot of player hating out there. Just goes to show you, I wouldn't say the politics. I would say the politics from the players about voting their own and not showing the type of respect that if the players from years back had a vote, it wouldn't be about that. I truly believe that this day and age, and I hate to say it like this, this day and age, the players, and I'm not saying all of them, but It's a lot of me. A lot of jealousy and play hating, and not just, you know, outright disrespect of the game. Not to acknowledge that someone is head and shoulders above your skill level, and head and shoulders one of the best players in the NBA. And as a man and as a player that you play in that in the league, you acknowledge that. Don't have to like it, but you it's all due respect. You have to acknowledge it and just move on, instead of playing a childish game that not even acknowledging and don't want to even admit to it that this guy's worth a all-star vote. And it's not even a reach. It's not even a reach. It's a no-brainer. And the almost 300 guys went that route. These guys, I think the average, even the guys sitting on the bench, I think the average salary for these guys is near $1 million. I mean, $5 million, somewhere around there, which is crazy money. And you don't have enough respect for the game to put guys that everyone knows full good and well are, and I'll say it again, two of the best players in the NBA in the world. I'll put it that way, in the world. And you don't acknowledge that. I'll revert to what Chris Carter always says. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. So, like I said, it's going to be a half-hour show. Jeff, we're about to run out that half hour. You got anything that you want to put out there before we close the books?
I was thinking earlier in the week that a friend of the show is from Atlanta. But I think he's a Niners fan, though. Isn't he?
No, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's a Falcon fan. But he earlier in the season, when they were doing well, he was not a believer. He said they have to show it to me because he's been down this road before.
Yeah.
And I almost coined his words. He's been down this road before, so he's reserving his thoughts on it. Wish that Nas would be calling, but apparently he's not. Hopefully he'll call next week. You never know.
But it crossed my mind, and I would like the Falcons to win. I mean, I'm not going to start buying Falcons gear or anything, because the Patriots, yeah, they have so many Super Bowl wins. You know, and Belichick and Brady, et cetera, et cetera. They have so much recognition. They're going to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I would like to see Goodell give the MVP to Brady. That would be amusing. But, you know, I like to see the underdog win. I like Matt Ryan. I mean, he's probably not a Hall of Famer, but he's a good quarterback. He's a good guy. Had an excellent year. And you know, let's see somebody else be successful for a change. So,
yep.
I'll be rooting a little bit for Atlanta on Sunday, and I'll try to, and it's just for entertainment purposes only, I get a kick out of it every year, the proposition bets, because those are a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, have a good time during the Super Bowl. Be safe. Have fun, and I'll tell you, I wish I would have played in a postseason fantasy league, because I didn't think I was going to have the time, because you have less than a week to prepare for the draft, and right, I miss it. So I really want to do it next year, because I really miss it. It's a great way to extend the fantasy season.
Okay. Well, people, we'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about the Super Bowl, because next Thursday it'll be the 2nd of February. Believe it or not, it will be the 2nd of February with 3 days left before the Super Bowl, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to give our predictions again. Quite naturally, Jeff talked about the Super Bowl here in the past few minutes. we'll bring it up again. It's before the game, so Jeff can always change his mind or weigh in with some more analysis or comments about the Super Bowl along with myself. So tune in next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Jeff and I will hold down the FSP Cruise Show. I am JT, aka The Master, and he is Jeff, aka The Joker. And we are out of here. See ya.